Group Health Cooperative of Eau Claire has been a carrier for the state's health insurance program for 30 years, but is announcing it will end coverage for thousands of state employees in Eau Claire, Dunn, Chippewa, Pepin, Polk, and Rusk counties. CEO Pete Farrow says the Wisconsin Group Insurance Board mandates what rates his co-op can charge for premiums, and they don't match up with reality.
We've lost literally millions of dollars the last few years. I've tried to work with the state to kind of educate them and bring them along on what the actual costs were. And the rates that they proposed for next year are at the level that it was not a sustainable program for us.
Farrow says insurance costs in western Wisconsin are higher than other coverage areas for group health due to an expansion of people covered under Medicaid, which doesn't fully reimburse hospitals for care provided. He says group health would have lost more than $10 million next year if it didn't drop the policies. WEA Trust, an insurance provider created by the state's largest teachers union, is stepping in and offering its services for those losing coverage. Spokesman Steve Lyons calls it a big step for the trust.
We're expanding from 24 counties to 49 counties, so we're more than doubling in its competitive pricing, it's the products we offer, and we're real excited about the new market.
Farrell says Group Health of Eau Claire will continue coverage for state employees in northern counties and would gladly restore that coverage to other parts of western Wisconsin if the state readjusts its rates. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.